That your lotus feet, Prabhu. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Prabhuji will be so happy if you could kindly speak a few words on Balaramji, who is the servant God. Thank you so much. Whenever you're ready, Prabhu, you can take the call over. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So, I'm there. Is my voice clear to all of you? నమస్తే సరస్వదే గౌరవాణి ప్రచార్య విశేషన్వాది వందేహం శ్రీ గురు శ్రీపతకమలం శ్రీ గురు వైష్ణవాంశ శ్రీ రూపాం సాగ్రజాతం సహనాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధుతం పరిగణ సహితం శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణపదాన్ లలితాశ్రీ హే కృష్ణ కరుణాసంధో జగత్పతే గోపిశ గోపికాంత రాధాకాంత నమస్తే ఉద్యత్ శుభ్రాంశుకోటి ద్యుతీనికర తిరస్కార కరిచ్చుడశ్రీ దుర్వాదరోర్ధామధామ ప్రకర రిపుఘటోన్మాద విధ్వంసి గంధ స్నేహాద్ అపి ఉన్నిమేషం నిజం అనుజం ఇదో అరణ్య భూమౌ స్వమితం తద్వీరగ్యోపి యో న క్షణం Upanayate stomitam dhenukar. So this is the verse which is glorifying Lord Balram. And I'll discuss this verse now. Raghunath Das, this is a verse from Raghunath Das Goswami. And he has written this book, Stavagli. We generally say, Rupa Raghunatha Pade, Ve Vyakuti, Tavuam Bhujavo Se Chupalabhiti. So it is said, Rupa and Raghunath, if you attach to Rupa and Raghunath, then you will automatically attain Radha Krishna in Vrindavan. And how do you become attached to Rupa Raghunath? You become attached to Rupa Raghunath by knowing their heart. What is in their heart? What do they think? How much they are attached to Krishna? If we can understand this, then we can automatically become attached to Radha and Krishna. If we can access their hearts. Heart is called in Sanskrit Guhya. Raj Guhya, Raj Vidya, Raj Guhyam. The secret knowledge is at secret place. Guhya means cave or a secret place. Heart is called secret, Guhya, Guhyaka, Guhyam. Why? Because all the secrets of devotion are hidden within the heart. And heart is called secret because nobody can access the heart. Only the person can access the heart. Heart is very... just close it. Heart is a confidential place. And the person... it is accessible to the person and nobody else in the world. That's how secret it is. Nobody can understand what's happening in your heart. Nobody else can understand what's happening in your heart, what is there in your heart, it is in your heart. You can complete, can think, feel, and will, and do anything within your heart without letting know anybody. Even Maya cannot understand what's happening in your heart. That's it in scripture. Maya can see your behavior, she can see your actions, but she cannot know what's happening in your heart. Only Paramatma can understand what's happening in your heart. So Rupa and Raghunath, what is going on in their heart, what kind of attachment they have their heart in for Lord Krishna. If you want to understand that, then we have to read their book. And Rupa Goswami is known by the book Tapamala. And Raghunath Das Goswami is known by the book Stabhavli. That's how it goes. One of the main books of Rupa Goswami is Tapamala. And one of the main book of Raghunath Das Goswami is good. Please. Stop inside. Yeah, one of the main books of Rupa Goswami is Tapamala. His emotions, his all affection for Krishna, he has recorded in Tapamala. And Raghunath Das Goswami, he has recorded his affection and his emotions in the book Stabhavli. In Stabhavli, there are many poems, many stavas. And one of the stava is Braj Vilas Stava. Braj Vilas Stava. And in Braj Vilas Stava, this is verse number 12, which I just quoted. And this is glories of Sri Balaram. Now, so what is Raghunath Das Goswami telling us? Raghunath Das Goswami, he is informing us that who is Lord Balaram? Stami tam dheno ka arim. This is verse 12. Raghunath Das Goswami says, Stami tam dheno ka arim. He says, I praise Lord Balaram. I praise dheno ka arim. Dheno ka arim means enemy. Dheno ka means dheno ka sur. Who is the enemy of dheno ka sur? Lord Balaram, he killed two demons in Vrindavan, Vilambasur and Dhenukasur. And all these demons, they were actually killed by Lord Balaram. Most of the demons were killed by Lord Krishna. That's how it went. But only two demons were killed by Lord Balaram. In just a minute. So, most of the demons were killed by Lord Krishna and only two demons were killed by Lord Balaram. Why most of the acharyas comment, why did Lord Balaram didn't kill all the demons? Because one of the nature of Lord Balaram is to always give credit to Krishna, and that is what he's teaching us. As Lord Balaram is called as Adi Guru, he's original spiritual master, and he teaches us so many things by his pastimes. He teaches us so many important points in devotional service so that we can advance and attain Krishna. One of the points he's teaching us is that he wants to give all credit to Krishna. So he didn't endeavor to kill any demon, but Krishna thought, well, Krishna's nature is to give all credit to his devotees. So Krishna thought, well, Balaram should also kill some demons. So he arranged for Balaram to kill Vilambasur and Dhenukasur. And that's one of the name of Balaramji's Dhenuka Arim. Another name of Balaramji is Pralamba Arim. Arim means enemy. Enemy of Dhenukasur, enemy of Priyamasur. So he says, I offer my obeisances to Dhenuka Arim, to the killer of Dhenukasur. And then Raghunath Goswami goes on to say, who is Lord Balaram? He's explaining who is Lord Balaram. So one important point to understand is Lord Balaram is, as I made the title, he is servant God. He is not God. Srila Prabhupada, in many of his lectures, he said, God is master God and Guru is servant God. And because we know Balaram is Adi Guru, therefore he is servant God. Balaramji is himself God, by the way. Radharani is also God. They are Prakash or Vistar of God, Vilas Avatar, as we say. And Srila Prabhupada used to say, Krishna and Balaram are non-different. The only difference is their colors are different. Balaram is white, Krishna is bluish black. That's the only difference. So Balaram is also God. He's Shakti Tattva and Vishnu Tattva both. He's God, by the way. But he acts in the capacity of servant. That's how it goes. Just like Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. Prabhupada says in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is God, and Nityan Prabhu, he is servant God. He is serving Krishna, but he's God. In the capacity of servant, he's serving. And he's teaching us how to serve Krishna. The idea is only God can teach us how to serve God. There is nobody else who can teach us. Any jiva cannot teach us exactly how to serve Krishna. And that is why Krishna expanded Eko Bhavusham. Krishna wanted to distribute himself and he wanted to show how to serve him. And only he can show how to serve him. And that is why he expanded himself into Balaram, who is Adi Guru. So just like Krishna, Krishna came and he spoke Bhagavad Gita and he said, Sar Dharman Paritarjya Mami Kam Sharanam Vraja. He said, Sir, abandon all religions and surrender to me. He said in Bhagavad Gita. And he also said, Mam Ichhaptum Dhananjaya, develop a desire to attain me. But nobody can understand how to do this. How to develop a desire to attain God? And what do you mean by developing desire to attain God? And what do you mean by surrendering to God? That nobody could understand. And that is why Krishna, people, Vaishnava Acharyas, they commented a little bit on this, on what Krishna is trying to tell us. And they developed some theological treaties and theological philosophy on this point. They expanded on the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. But exactly how to practically follow these instructions of Lord Krishna in this age, nobody could understand. That's why Krishna had to come himself, you see, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Very number teach. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 8.
And therefore, Krishna had to come himself to teach in the form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu how to surrender. What do you mean by Mam Ichhantam Dhananjaya? What do you mean by developing a desire to attain Krishna? Developing a desire to attain Krishna. What is the highest limit? What is the highest capacity? What is the highest level of the statement of attaining Krishna, developing a desire to attain Krishna, which is actually expressed in the mood of gopis who cannot live even for a moment without Krishna, which is actually expressed in the mood of Balramji. It is coming in his verse, Unnimesham, who cannot live without Krishna even for a second. So similarly, that's the whole point. Only God can teach his teachings by following it. And the best way to do this is God expands himself in form of Balaramji, and then he teaches how to serve himself. That's a plan there. So who is Balaram? Raghunatha Swami, in the first line, he explains the beauty of Balaramji. And in the second line, he explains the mercy of Balaramji in this verse, verse 12. And in the third line, he explains the service of Balaramji for Krishna. So beauty, mercy, and service. That's how Raghunatha Swami divides his verse. So what's the beauty of Balaramji? He says, Udyat Shubhramshu Kyoti Dyuti Nikara Tiraskara Karyochvala Shri. Udyat means rising, Shubhramshu. Shubhramshu means moon. Koti Dyuti, when millions of moon, they rise in the sky and the effulgence they create in the sky, that effulgence Balaramji is carrying within his body. So on the Purnima, when you see the moon, it's white. It's absolute whitish. That is the color of Balaramji, absolute white. And the effulgence of that whitish color is equal to millions of moons. Koti, Dyuti, Nikara, Tiraskarakari. Tiraskarakari means Balaramji's beauty, Balaramji's effulgence, whitish effulgence, his whitish color, even mocks at the pure white effulgence of the moon. That's how Balaramji is pure white. Now why Balaramji's color is white? A whitish color? Because he's Adi Guru. And he's showing us that our hearts should be absolutely pure and clean to attain Krishna. That's why he's white. He is white with the affection for Lord Krishna. He's white with the purity of Lord Krishna. He's white is, by the way, symbol of purity. And that is why he carries this white color. So he is embodiment of love of God, love of Krishna. And that's why he's white, because love is supposed to be pure. So that's what Raghunatha Swami is saying. Raghunatha Swami says he's white, and Rupa Goswami, Rupa Goswami has written a book, Radha Garnodesh Deepika, and the verse 70, he explains the form of Lord Balaram. He's white, Neela Vastra Paridhano, and he wears a blue dhoti, he wears a blue dress. So a whitish body and a blue dress, that's his eternal form. And then he has Dirga Kesha Sulavanya, he has long hairs, and he has turban on his head, and on his chest he has one mala, he has long flower garland, on his Ratna Kundala Yugma, on his hands he has bracelets, on his legs he has Nana Ratna Nupura Yugma, on his legs he has anklets, ankle bells, and when he dances with gopis in Vrindavan, Balaramji also has Rasleela, his own Rasleela with his own gopis. The anklets, ankle bells produce a beautiful sound. Vasudeva Pita Tasya Mata Cha Rohini. His father is Vasudev and his mother is Rohini. That's what Rupa Goswami writes in this Radha Garnodesh Deepika. By the way, this I just want to comment here. This Rasleela which Balaramji did when he went to Vrindavan. Krishna had sent Balaramji to Vrindavan to console gopis. And also Brajvasi. So Balaramji went there. He consoled everyone in the month of April, May, March, April, Chaitra Vishak. For 2 months he stayed there. And he did Rasleela with his own gopis. He had his own gopis who were incarnations from Naglok, women from Naglok, because he's Anansesh. He's actually Anansesh. Anansesh is one of the avatars of Lord Balaram, expansions of Lord Balaram. Now, there is a big controversy on this. In Chaitanya Bhagavat, Vrindavan Das Thakur raises this controversy. There was a controversy why Balaramji did Rasleela. Balaramji is Guru. He's Adi Guru. And Guru, Krishna can do Rasleela. That's okay. Krishna is God. And all contradictions are there within Krishna. All impossible and possible. Krishna can do everything. But Balaramji is also God. He can do anything. But he's acting in the capacity of Guru. So why he is doing Rasleela? How can you explain that? And Chaitanya Bhagavat Vrindavan Das Thakur says there was a big controversy and people were criticizing Balaram. And also he drank Baroni. He drank wine when he was doing that Rasleela. So he appears like a bhogi. And then we call him as an Adi Guru. What's happening? You know? Guru has to be absolutely pure in his character. And that's why I just told, that's why he carries a whitish color. But it seems his character is not good. So Chaitanya Bhagavat Vrindavan Das Thakur raises controversy, and then he solves this controversy in that book, and he says, "Well, Balaramji actually, this question was asked to Bhaktisandha Saraswati Thakur. That why this controversy was there? Why Vrindavan Das Thakur is raising controversy? That Balaramji is doing Rasleela. Why is doing this? So Bhaktisandha Thakur he quotes Vrindavan Das Thakur and he says." That's because he says Krishna is and Balaramji are adhokshaja. Nobody can grasp them with our normal intellect. That's impossible. With your mundane intellect, with your mundane logic, you cannot understand what they're doing. But Balaramji is doing Rasleela to give enjoyment to Krishna. That's why he's doing. He drank Baruni to give enjoyment to Krishna. He is doing Rasleela to support the Rasleela of Lord Krishna. Now, how that is happening, we cannot understand. That's inconceivable. But that's what Balaramji is. As Adi Guru, he is not the enjoyer. He is the enjoyed. Guru, servant God. As God, he's supposed to be enjoyer, but he gives his enjoying tendency and he actually becomes an enjoyed. That's what he's teaching us. He has full capacity and full adhikar to enjoy, because he's God. But he gives up that capacity and becomes an enjoyed. And he's teaching us. We also are trying to act as an enjoyer. And he's teaching us, give up this capacity to enjoy and give enjoyment to Krishna. And that's why he does this kind of pastime, this Rastika pastime, which is very bewildering. Nobody can understand that. But Bhaktivedanta Thakur, he explained, well, he's trying to teach us that even in these bewildering pastimes, he is not enjoying, he's giving enjoyment to Krishna. Even with dancing with his own gopis. Now, how that's happening, we don't understand. But at least we can understand this, that no matter what a devotee does, he is only acting for the enjoyment of Krishna. That practice we have to do. We can't imitate Balaramji, but we can understand his capacity to give enjoyment to Krishna. That's what he's trying to show in Rasa Leela. Even if you read pastimes of Nityananda Prabhu, same thing. Nityananda Prabhu is also eating pan, he's drinking wine, and he's dressing gorgeously, and he has jewels on all his fingers and legs and on his head, big jewel turban. He's acting like a bhogi. So why is he doing that? Because Bhaktivedanta Thakur explains, he's trying, as a guru, he's trying to show that you can use everything in the service of Krishna. You might not know how to use it, but everything can be used in the service of Krishna. And you might not be able to do it as a conditioned soul, but everything, whatever is there in this material, but what you can see, what you cannot see, everything is made to serve Krishna. That's the point which they are trying to drive in. Balaramji by doing Rasleela, Nityananda Prabhu by acting like a bhogi, and they're trying to drive in this point to us. So that's why Rupa Goswami mentions this in Radha Ganodesh Deepika, that Balaramji did Rasleela. Vrindavanas Thakur mentions this, specifically this point of Rasleela, and then he solves this problem. In Srimad Bhagavatam, this is about the beauty of the form of Balaramji. Now, Balaramji has beautiful qualities, beautiful pastimes, and beautiful character. And from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 8th chapter, 12th verse, Sukhdeva Goswami is saying, Sukhdeva Goswami is explaining and detailing the beauty of Lord Balaramji more. And this is a verse. Ayami rohino putro ramyan suhirdo gunai akhyasate rama iti bala akhyat balam vidu yadu nam aprithak bhavat sankarshanam ushadante api. He is saying that Balaramji is son of Rohini, Rohini Nandan, and he has three names, Rama, Baladev, and Sankarshan. Why is called Ram? Suhirdo gunai akhyasate rama iti. He is called Balaram, he is called Ram because he gives pleasure to his devotees, to his friends, to his relatives by his beautiful qualities and character. Why is called Baladev? Because he has immeasurable strength. Why is called Sankarshan? Because he attracts the hearts and mind of his devotees towards Krishna. Now, if you really think about all these three qualities of Balaramji, so one remembers the famous verse from Upanishad, Satyam Shivam Sundaram. God is Satyam Shivam Sundaram. His devotees are Satyam Shivam Sundaram. And on the basis of that, we have three names of Balaram, Satyam Shivam Sundaram. Satyam means Ram, and Shivam means Baladev or Balbhadr, and Sundara means Sankarshan. Now, if you understand these three names of Balaramji, you will absolutely understand who is Balaram, and you can understand his beauty, not just his beauty of his form, but beauty of his mind, beauty of his qualities, the beauty of his nature and his mood, his satyam, his qualities are truth, absolute truth. That's why God is called Satyam, absolute truth. It's not relative. And that is why anybody comes in contact with God, with Krishna or Balramji, they become happy. And that's because their qualities are divine, spiritual, absolute qualities. It's not related. It's not a mundane quality. It's transcendental spiritual quality. That means, Satyam means that in the qualities of Balramji, there is no tinge of exploitation. In this material world, whatever good qualities anybody has, there is a tinge of exploitation, or there is a tinge of selfishness. But in the qualities of Balramji, there is no tinge of exploitation, no tinge of selfishness, and that's why they are satyam. There is no asat in that. There is no dirt. There is no junk. There is no illusion in those qualities. It's only for the welfare and to give bliss to his devotees. So that's why he's called as Ram. And he's called as Balbhadra, Baldev, because he's having strength. This is Shivam. Shivam means auspiciousness. By his strength, he creates auspiciousness in the life of his devotees. And he helps them to enter devotional life by infusing faith in them. How does he infuse faith in Jivas? By manifesting in form of Guru. All the parampara we see, and the Gurus and Srila Prabhupada, all the Acharyas we see, they are all manifestation of Balaramji. And that is why whenever we do Guru Puja, we should always remember Balaramji when we are worshipping Srila Prabhupada, when we are worshipping parampara. And that's how we can always remember Balaramji, by the way. Because generally we don't remember Balaramji. Generally we are all with Krishna and Radha. And that's, by the way, that's what Sahajiyas do. In the dictionary of Sahajiyas, there is no Balaramji. There is just Radha and Krishna. But in dictionary of pure devotees and especially preachers, we have Balaramji in our dictionary. And how to remember him? We don't remember him separately. We remember him through parampara, through Prabhupada, through our gurus, or representation of those Balaramji. So that is Shivam. He creates auspiciousness in the life of ignorant and jivas who are actually lost in this material world by infusing faith in them through scriptures, through sadhu, through guru, which are all representation. And Sundaram. And he's beautiful. He's Sundaram. Why? That the third name is Sankarshan. Why Sundaram? Because he's called Sankarshanam. Sankarshanam means he attracts the hearts of devotees towards Krishna. That's what he does. He infuses enthusiasm in the heart of devotees to serve Krishna. And that's how their heart is attracted. He infuses the desire to attain Krishna. And that's how he makes the hearts of his devotees beautiful. And that's why he's called as Sankarshan. So these three aspects in Upanishad, Satyam, Shivam, Sundaram, from those three aspects of God, these three names of Balaramji are derived, Ram and Baladev and Sankarshan. And in fact, there are three main energies of God. Jnana, Bala, Kriyas, Chayeva. That we also see from Vishnu Puran. From Vishnu Puran, we have this verse, Parashya Shakti, Vibhithe, Shruvate, Jnana, Bala, Kriyas, Chayeva. How is that verse goes? How that begins? Parashya Shakti, Vibhithe, Shruvate. I just can't remember the whole verse. But anyway.
Swabhaviki, Jnana.
Yeah. So Bhaviki Jnana Bala Kriyaschaya. Parashya Shakti Vibhidhev Shruvate. Vishnu Puran says there are so millions of energies of God. Vibhidhev Shruvate. It's heard. Parashya Shakti. Para means God. Shakti means energy. Vibhidhev Shruvate. Vibhidhev. So many. But all his energies can be divided into three. So Bhaviki. It's very spontaneous for him. These energies work spontaneously. He doesn't have to put any efforts. And they are broadly categorized into three categories: Jnana, Bala, and Kriya. Jnana Shakti, Bala Shakti, and Kriya Shakti. And that's the same thing. Jnana Shakti, that is Ram. Bala Shakti, Baladev. And Kriya Shakti, Sankarshan. Same thing. All these three names depict the nature of Balaramji, the nature of God, the nature of servant God. That's what he's doing there. So this is the first line of this verse. The second line of this verse is, this is what is beauty of Balaram. And the second line says, his mercy on his devotees. Durva daro dama dhama prakara ribu ghaton maga vidvamshi gandha. Vidvamshi gandha. Gandha means smell. Gandha means even a slightest smell. And vidvamshi means destroy. Ripu means enemy. So if Balaram, his mercy on sadhakas or devotees is, his main function in the life of a sadhaka is to destroy even a trace, even a tinge, even a smell of false ego in the devotees who are practicing to serve Krishna. That's what he does. By destroying the false ego, by destroying lust, anger, greed, by the power of his mercy, Nayama Atma Balhina Labhyo, in the form of instructions from the Guru, instructions from scriptures, and direct inspiration from within the heart, he actually prepares the devotees. He prepares the devotees so that they can serve God nicely. That's what Balaramji does. This is the second line. This is our connection with Balaramji. We have a connection with Krishna. Krishna Sambandha Vijnana. We also have a connection with Balaramji. This is our family, isn't it? Krishna, Balaram, Radha, Subhadra. This is our family. Our family is not our father, mother, our brothers, sisters. No, that's not our family. That's all illusion. This is a family. So in this family, what is our connection with Balaramji? Raghunandan Goswami is saying that. He is actually the one who is destroying false ego within a heart. A false ego is so strongly situated in a heart. And Balaramji, with his strength, with his strong strength, he destroys this false ego and he prepares us to serve Krishna. And that's why when Krishna appeared in the womb of Devaki, before him Balaramji came to actually clean the place so that Krishna can come nicely. So that's what Balaramji does. He cleans the place, cleans our heart so that Krishna can come. Cheto Darpana Marjanam. Generally we say the holy name cleanses our heart. But well, to chant the holy name, that strength is given by Lord Balaramji so that cleansing can take place. The strength and the right attitude that is given by Balaramji and the right faith, all these are given by Balaramji. And when we chant with right faith, right attitude, then chanting works and our heart becomes cleansed. So that's what Balaramji is doing. It is said, Vidvamshi Gandha, Balaramji is absolutely alert. Just like Guru is alert. If there is any fault, Guru warns and he corrects it. That's similarly, Balaramji is very alert. We might think of Balaramji or don't think. It doesn't matter. He's working. He's working through gurus. He's working through senior devotees. He's working through within a heart. And if you want his help, he'll help you. But if you don't want his help, then he can't do anything. Srila Prabhupada writes in one of his letters, if you want the help of Acharya, through his instructions he can take. But if you don't want his help, then what can he do? He cannot do anything. So he's there. And that's why, that is why Balaramji carries a plow, not to just show that he's interested in agriculture. He carries a plow not to till the field, agriculture field, but to till the jivas of this material world. He fishes the jivas of this material world. He captures the jivas of this material world through this plow and infuses faith in. That's what he's doing. So that is his connection with us, his mercy. And the third is his service to Lord Krishna. What is service to Lord Krishna? He serves Lord Krishna in two ways. Actually, he serves Lord Krishna in many ways. His service to Lord Krishna is unlimited. Balaramji is original guru and he's showing that as a guru, you have to serve Krishna in all aspects, in all ways as much as you can. Srila Prabhupada says, try to satisfy Krishna in all respects. Don't just be interested to do one thing and please Krishna. No, Krishna is very dynamic. Krishna likes to be served in many, 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 many ways. He becomes bored very quickly. If you try to serve him in one way, he will become bored. So you have to keep on serving him in different ways and different capacities. So that's what Balramji is doing. Balramji serves Krishna in all rasas. He serves Krishna in Madhura Rasa as Anandamanjari. He serves Krishna in Sakya Rasa as his friend. He serves Krishna as Vatsala Rasa as his elder brother. He serves Krishna in Dasya Rasa by infusing the mood of sentiment of servitude. He serves Krishna in Shant Rasa. All the land of Vrindavan, Krishna's slippers, Krishna's bed, Krishna's clothes, everything is Balramji. Krishna's form is also Balramji. Balramji is not there, then Krishna will be Nirakar. Of course, Krishna is not Nirakar, but it's because of Balramji, Krishna's form. So he's serving Krishna in so many ways, and that form attracts devotees, and that means Balramji is helping Krishna to attract jivas by giving him a form which is very attractive. That's what Balramji is doing. He's serving Krishna in that capacity. And in Vaikuntha, he serves as Anansesh. In Vaikuntha, he serves as Mahasankarshan. In Dwarka, he serves as Sankarshan. And then he serves as so many avatars, which what Krishna takes, that's through Balramji. And in many, all the pastimes, he is there. In Ram Lila, he was as Lakshman. Krishna Lila, he was Balramji. Chaitanya Lila, he is Nityanand Prabhu. He's always there on the side of Krishna. He never leaves him. That's why it is said, Snehat api unnimesham nijam anujam ito aranya bhumau. Whenever Krishna goes in Vrindavan, he is always beside Krishna. Api unnimesham. He, even for a moment, he doesn't leave the side of Lord Krishna. Why? Because Snehat, he loves. And that is what his service to Krishna is. His service to Krishna is out of love. And he's teaching us to love Krishna. That's the aim of life. And what do you mean by love? Api unnimesham nijam anujam. Love means to always be on the side of Krishna, to always be in contact with Krishna, and not even for a moment be decontacted with him. That is love. And that at our level, we can do, how we can be always in touch with Lord Krishna by being Krishna consciousness, by being attentive that we are always glorifying him, we are always remembering him in our mind. We can be preaching, we can be doing so many things, but in a mind, we have to be connected with him. That's very, very important. That's what Balramji is saying. That's possible by Sneha. And that is possible by developing a desire to attain him. The Balramji is teaching the nature of love. The nature of love is to always be in touch with Krishna. And tad viryagyopi yona shanam upanayate. And what Balramji does, Balramji knows Krishna is God. He never forgets Krishna is God. Even in Kalya Leela, everybody forgot Krishna is God, but he was smiling and he was saying, no, Krishna is God, nothing will happen. Krishna will kill Kalya so easily. He always remembers Krishna as God. But still, he is na shanam upanayate, but still, he is always thinking how to protect Krishna. Now, that's interesting. He's God, but he's thinking how to protect God. Krishna is God, and Balramji knows he's God. And Balramji is thinking how to protect him. This is the nature of love. And that as in the capacity of our original guru, he's teaching us what's the nature of love. The nature of love is to be always in contact with him, never to leave him in your mind, in your heart. And the nature of love is to always increasing your service day by day, moment by moment, at least desiring to increase your service. And the nature of love is to actually protect Krishna in spite of knowing that he's God. Ordinary materialistic people, they say, oh, Krishna is God, so he should help us. No. Devotees say Krishna is God, so we should help him. That is the nature of love. That is love. It's completely opposite. It's completely 180 degrees upside down. But that is Balramji. So that is the service of Balramji to Krishna. He serves him with love, and he also shows us by his service how to love Krishna, which is actually the aim of life. And that Balramji makes us remember what's the aim of our life. And that is why Raghunath Goswami says, Stomitam Dhenu Karim, I worship this Balaramji, who is teaching us how to love Krishna. Balaramji and Krishna, they kill demons, but actually in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Goswami says that Krishna and Balaram, they didn't come to kill demons. The Vishnu Tattva in them, they kill demons. Krishna is not interested in killing. Krishna is simply interested in loving his devotees. Similarly, Balaramji is interested in teaching devotees how to love Krishna. They kill demons because that was required at that time. But actually, they didn't kill demons. The Vishnu, the Amsha of Vishnu, which was there in Krishna, they killed demons. Balaramji didn't come. And the Amsha of Sankarshan, which was there in Balaramji, that killed demons. Because when Krishna Balaram comes on this earth, they come with all Amshas. Vishnu, Anandev, Sankarshan, Mahasankarshan, everything is mixed, everything is merged into Balaramji and he comes. So when a demon comes, Balaramji is not interested to kill. Who killed Pralambasur, Dhenukasur? Sankarshan, not Balaramji. Who killed Putna? Who killed Trinavarth? Vishnu, or Vasudev, not Krishna. So the only function of Balaramji is to teach us how to serve Krishna. And that is why he's called as servant God. And I've just explained in this lecture what is his service, how he serves him, how he serves his devotees. As a servant of God, he's also a servant of devotees. And from our perspective, we say Balaramji is having mercy on us. But from his perspective, he thinks, I'm serving the devotees of Krishna by preparing them to get connected to him, to actually serve him. And that is why he's called as servant God. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Anybody, if anybody wants to ask anything, I have another lecture now. So I'll just stop.
Prabhuji, what a nectarian class. Thank you so much for wonderfully explaining all the tattvas and how Lord Balaram is Lord himself and yet he's serving Krishna in the capacity of a servant. How wonderfully you touched all the bases. But Prabhuji, I have one takeaway, a practical takeaway. You know, Balaramji is so alert, as you said. And he's in our heart. He knows all the movement, which even Maya Devi doesn't know. So before we chant, we can pray to Lord Balaram so our mind becomes static and focused on Krishna. So I think that will be an easy solution.
Definitely. I mean to say, when we say Namam Vishnu Padaya, can we pray to Prabhupada? We are praying to Balaram.
There you go.
So before chanting, we just don't say Namam Vishnu Padaya. We remember the whole parampara. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya. We say Adi Gaur Bhaktivinoda. It's all parampara. And so we have to keep in our mind. We remember Balaramji, pray to him, and then we can chant like that.
Without any further ado, we will request the devotees to unmute yourself. Is Rita Mataji? You've raised your hand. Would you like to ask your question to Prabhu?
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, and Pranam. Thank you so much for your association on this auspicious day. Prabhuji, I wanted to ask, can I ask a question? Apart from this lecture, I have heard...
I think you can ask in the last. Let's deal with this lecture. Otherwise, my mind will go ahead.
Okay, so I wanted to know. One more question I have. Can I ask that question? Actually, yeah. I have read in CC that Raghunath Vaidya is an incarnation of Revati, Lord Balaram's wife. So, in CC Raghunath Vaidya, there was a devotee called Raghunath Vaidya.
Yeah.
Was an incarnation of Revati, Lord Balaram's wife in Krishna Leela.
So
what's the reason behind that? Because I was thinking that
I can't hear you. Somebody is talking behind. I can't.
Somebody is
Something is too loud behind you.
No, not mine. Somebody is unmute. Somebody is on the mute. So I was thinking that Janava Devi is Revati, but she is not Revati, then why, I mean, what is the purpose that Revati Mata has come as Raghunath Vaidya apart and is staying apart away from Lord Nityananda?
I know it's a topic of research. it's a good question, but we have to research in this. If I come across, I'll let you know.
Okay. Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare
Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Jyoti Mataji, would you like to go ahead and ask your questions, Mata?
Yes, Mataji. Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam to you, Mataji. Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam to you, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, my question is, we do chanting and all the regular practices for devotional, for the bhakti. So, we always say that about the Nityanand, and we say the glories or do some bhajan. But actually, there is no connection. And I heard that in the same Bhakti Sangha group that if we want to really surrender to Gauranga, then we have to first learn to serve Nityananda's teaching. But there is no connection. What exactly we should practice in our day-to-day basis so that we feel that connection, or we try to tend to practice in our attitude?
Well, I just told you all the instructions of Srila Prabhupada, that's Balaramji. So, because they're directly coming from Balaramji. All the parampara instructions are Balaramji. So, if you're following the instructions, you are directly in touch with Balaram and Nityananda. And that is why we're following rules and regulation instructions, we get strength, isn't it? And that's why we get strength, because that Balaram, he gives us strength. That's why Prabhupada says, follow rules and regulations strictly and it'll be strong. And why you're strong, it's not a mechanization that rules we'll follow and we'll become strong. It's not a machine. We follow rules and Balaramji becomes happy and he gives us strength. The strength in the rules and regulations is Balaramji. If Balaramji is not there, then the rules will not work, even in spite of the fact you might follow hundreds of rules and regulations. If Balaramji's mercy is not there and we follow rules and regulations, we'll become paramkandic, we'll become ritualistic.
Then how to cultivate Balaramji on daily basis, even if you are practicing?
If we are practicing rules and regulations, practice with right attitude and right faith, which is also be had by parampara, and then the mercy of Lord Balaramji will descend. That's all.
So this is very, very deeper side to look into and be grateful to.
Yeah.
Okay, Prabhuji, thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Jyoti Mataji. Shivraj Prabhu, would you like to go ahead and ask your question, Prabhu?
Yes, Mataji. Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for the class. So I just want to ask that you told about the form of Krishna. You told that the form of Krishna is also given by Balaramji and is also Balaram. What is that? I cannot understand. What does that mean actually?
Don't understand. Forget it. It's complex. It's inconceivable. Nobody can understand this. This is a point. But if we go deeper into this, then it's impossible to understand. Achinte khalue, a form of Krishna is given by Balaram. Nobody knows how he does and what does that mean. We don't know, but it's commented by Acharyas, and we just put forth that. We have to accept it, that's all. We have to accept it. There's no way to understand it. Just like we say, the happiness of Krishna is given by Radha. So how do you understand that? Whatever emotions Krishna feels, that's Radha. That emotional aspect of Krishna is Radha. The form aspect of Krishna is Balaramji. How does it happen? We don't. And nobody can understand. It's beyond human conception. We accept it. We worship it. And we try to imbibe this concept as it is, and that's all. Go ahead. That's it.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you, Rita Mataji. You had one more question, Mataji. You're muted.
Yeah, am I audible?
Yes, Mataji.
Yeah. that one question was like Prabhuji said that to ask in last. Prabhuji, I was listening your lecture on Srila Lochandas Thakur. In that, you were talking about Chaitanya Mangal, that Narahari Sarkar was, he used to consider Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the emotions of Krishna himself, Krishna only. Then you said that then we should read it carefully because bhava is different. Then I was just not trying to understand that if all are gopis and they are eternal associates of Lord only, then why would they make such mistakes? And why would, because nothing happens without Lord's will. Then
mistake?
This might
so what's a mistake?
Like, not mistake, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the emotions of Radharani. But Narahari Sarkar takes it.
No, it's not a mistake. It's not a mistake. You see, Narahari Sarkar Thakur used to praise Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Krishna, which actually no associate used to do. Because anybody who said you are Krishna, he used to close his ears. And to state, and he used to sing songs of Mahaprabhu as Krishna in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that was really funny because Mahaprabhu didn't accept it. Mahaprabhu didn't tolerate it. But Narahari Sarkar Thakur, he was allowed to do it. Why? Because, and actually this produced a lot of confusion. It actually produced this Apa Sampradaya, which is Gaurang Nagari, who think Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna and we are gopis and you know all this kind of stuff. And it also, this Acharya says we should not do that because it disturbs the mood of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's in the mood of a devotee. And we don't do that generally. But Narahari Sarkar Thakur was allowed. Why he was allowed? Nobody understands that. Nobody knows why he was allowed to do that. But he was allowed and he used to sing those songs. I don't know why. I think it's a topic of research. But what I think is, I can only speculate because no Acharyas comment on this. Why he was allowed to do that. But what I think is that many actions of God and his devotees are to confuse people. And that's also there in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Even Krishna does many actions which are very confusing to people. And devotees do. Like Nityananda Prabhu, he was, Vrindavanadas Thakur says that even if he goes to wine shop, I'll serve him. Nityananda Prabhu, he was going to wine shop. Of course, he was not drinking wine, but why he was doing that? He says because he wanted to confuse people. People who have faith, they can only understand that these are real devotees and what is a real message. People don't have faith, they will be confused by external actions. And people who don't have faith in the parampara, they will speculate something and they'll come up with wrong philosophies and they will go to hell by their own stupidity. And that's what Krishna also does many times. So that's one of the reasons. The idea is you can see God and his devotees through eyes of faith and not through mundane eyes. So if anybody tries to see Narahari Sarkar Thakur's mood and him with mundane eyes, he'll definitely get confused. He'll go into Gaurang Nagari Apa Sampradaya. And Krishna purposefully hides himself from those people who try to approach transcendental plane through mundane eyes. That's why he's called as Adhokshaja. He actually puts them down. He actually throws them away. And that he purposefully does because he wants people to approach him through devotees and through the eyes of faith which they get from devotees. Otherwise, he hides himself. Because those who try to approach through mundane eyes, they are egoistic. And they deserve to get confused. So Mahaprabhu also does so many pastimes which are very confusing. Nityananda Prabhu does so many pastimes which are very confusing. After Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu went away, they finished their past, they winded up their pastimes. There was a big confusion and that's mentioned in, what's that, Prem Vilas? In Prem Vilas it's mentioned, Bhakti Ratnakar is mentioned. People were saying that Nityananda Prabhu, he was a nonsense person and we don't want to surrender to him. And Advaita Acharya, he was okay. But the other party was saying Advaita Acharya is nonsense, Nityananda Prabhu is okay. Some parties were saying, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami's brother, Mani, he was saying that, well, Mahaprabhu is nonsense and he's actually exploiting people, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and we don't want to go with him. No, sorry. Yeah, so sorry. So he was saying Chaitanya Prabhu is okay. But Nityananda Prabhu is a madman and I don't want to go with him because he's always criticizing Advaitacharya and he's an offender. And so it was a big confusion, actually. There were so many apasampradayas which came up after that because of all these things. There was a rumor in Navdeep that Nityananda Prabhu was deviated because he didn't follow the order of Mahaprabhu. He married two females. You know, he's supposed to be Avadhut and Brahmachari, but he came to Navdeep and he married two females. He's living in a palace. He's enjoying, and you know, so many things. There were rumors that Advaitacharya deviated from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has started his own sect and all these things. That was a big thing. Now, question is, why did Mahaprabhu allow this? He knew all these things will happen. But he purposefully allowed this so that in Kali Yuga, people who don't deserve who are impure, and when they try to approach these pastimes, they'll get confused. Rather than corrupting these pastimes, they will get corrupted by seeing all these things and they will get filtered out. Only devotees who will go through parampara, who will have faith and who will hear devotees, they will actually enter the pastime. They'll not become offenders and they'll actually understand what's happening. So that's a plan of Krishna, why he's doing all these things. And one way we can understand this whole thing.
So Prabhuji, how should we take Chaitanya Mangal? Should we read it or not? Is it there to confuse us?
We can read. No, you can read. You can read, but you will not get confused. Even to become confused, you need some eligibility. Seriously.
Oh.
So we are not so knowledgeable that we become confused.
Okay.
We are okay. We can just read and go. Doesn't matter.
Okay. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Thanks a lot.
Chaitanya Mangal is very nice. They're beautiful song. Chaitanya Mangal is written in songs form. If you want to really read, read in Bengali. If you read in English, you'll not get anything. Because it's all songs. It's one song, another song, song, one song, two song, three song. But when you translate it, looks as a prose. Poetry is gone. So you get a English transliterated Bengali version. Not translated, but transliterated. So there'll be English, Bengali words in English written. If you know Bengali, then that's good. And then you see.
There is one Hindi. There is one available in Hindi. It has been translated in Hindi also.
Okay. No. You don't have to get translated. You have to get transliterated. The Bengali word should be written in Hindi. It should be Bengali. Then you get the song thing. And then you read. No, okay, you get it and read it. No problem.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Prabhu. There was a hand raised by Prahlananda. Prabhu, are you still there? Do you have still your question?
Oh, thank you very much, Mataji. I had the same question. You know, sometimes I feel that why Balaram was taking part on Duryodhan's side? You even wanted Subhadra Mata to get
now
married
you got
with
the answer.
Yeah, I got the answer. That's why I lowered my hand, Prabhuji. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
This was such an enlightening. I really adore Balaram Prabhuji and, you know, I pray to him to take me further like that. So I have full faith in him, but sometimes these doubts linger like that and you have cleared them. So I'm so grateful. Thank you very much, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. You still have some time to take
okay,
more.
Okay, just 2-3 minutes, yeah.
Okay. I still see a question on the chat. I think you elaborated it, but...
Yeah,
I also saw
the question. I think I answered that.
Oh, you answered that already. Any last-minute questions, devotees?
Okay.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Narottam Das Thakurji is an incarnation of Nityanand Prabhuji. Is that correct?
Yeah, Anurtam Das Shavanand Pandit. Yeah. He is incarnation of Nityananda Prabhu. He's having the Shakti of Nityananda Prabhu.
So we have some inclination towards Narottam Das Thakurji. Then is the service will reach to Nityananda and Balram?
I don't know. It depends on your thinking. Yeah, you just think no
problem. Service reach Prabhuji. If we do. Because we are doing regular practices, so how the service will reach?
I don't know. Just you see the point. Just try to be pure and love Krishna, and all service will reach to them. And then gradually we'll understand in our heart. See, it's a whole seminar, different talk I have to give, how service has to reach, but there are different levels of realizations. You'll get realization from within your heart, what to do next, and what to do next, how to approach Krishna. Like in initial stages, you might ask for mercy of God. When you advance, then you will think, no, asking mercy is not good. You will hate. And then you will start only pleasing him. And then when you advance more, then you will say, no, even pleasing him is not satisfying. Let me have him. Why to please him? Let me get in touch with him. That's what I want. That will actually please him the most and please our heart the most. So realizations will increase, and then from within your heart, and then you will also understand.
Thank you. Sri Ishwapanishad Prabhuji.
Jai, Hare Krishna. Jai Prabhu. I just wanted to thank you for making a very important point about belief and faith. That really helps me understand that the more faith that we have and belief, then we have to really believe in the process that we're going through. And thank you very much for sharing that, speaking on that more. Hare Bo, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. We had a quick question from Yash Prabhu. Is it okay to chant while working on the computer? How to improve?
Working on computer. I mean, first we have to chant 16 rounds off the computer and off our cell phones and off our mind, first of all. Well, you can chant always. Mahaprabhu says, "Haite shuite," while eating, by sleeping, you can chant, but don't chant while driving, otherwise you'll meet an accident. I don't know. It's a... innumerable rounds of the beats. See, the point is not chanting when you are seeing the computer. That's not the point. The point is always remembering him. Chanting helps us to remember him. And sometimes we chant, but we forget Krishna. So many times it happens. Like we are doing some work on computer and we are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, but we are neither thinking of Krishna and neither doing our work properly. So that is like all khichdi, it doesn't help anybody. So when we are doing some work, do that work nicely, it's all finished. Keep it simple, why to make it complicated? When we are doing some work, do it nicely, that's all. And when we are chanting, chant. But generally then what we do, what generally devotees do, while chanting, while seeing computer, can we chant? And then while chanting, can we think of computer? The other logic will also come slowly. The other way around, it will also happen. So it's good to do what you are doing nicely as service to God. That's what we are taught. And when you're chanting, then chant, then don't think of anything else. So that will be the best, rather than mixing up everything. And it's not even practical. You're not able to do it. How you can do that? You're doing some work on computer. What's the point of chanting? If you're doing some work on computer, if you're writing a document, what do you do? In between, you'll keep on chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. How that's going to happen? When Arjuna is fighting on the war, he's not chanting Hare Krishna. He's not chanting. He's chanting his mantras of divine weapons, and he's fighting. So yeah, it's Krishna consciousness is a conception of life. It's not just chanting, remember that. It's conception which we have to carry in our heart that we are servants of God. And chanting helps in that. Chanting is the best method to carry that conception. So, I can just tell you this, to this point. We should not make khichdi out of it. It's not practical. Seriously, some devotees tell, while doing some work, do some work for 15 minutes and then chant Hare Krishna once. I don't know, some people say. Or maybe do some work and then just take a break and finally chant Hare Krishna. That's not how you do things. It's not practical. It doesn't happen in practical life. Who can do that? I mean to say, Mataji's cooking, she can't just stop cooking and then chant. Or anyway, you can chant while cooking, but you can't chant while doing some mental activity. That's not possible. In your mind, you are thinking of something. When you're on job, you can't do that. When you're sitting in front of your boss, what you'll do? Your boss will be shouting, and then just a minute, my boss, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare. Okay, now speak on. It doesn't happen like that. It will not happen like that. So the practical advice is, do whatever you're doing nicely. And then when you are chanting, then chant nicely. Don't think of anything else. When you're doing some work, do that and don't think of anything else. But carry this conception always. I am servant of Krishna. That's all. And I don't have to, and I'll not fall into sins. I'll not actually do anything which will displease Krishna. And that's it.
Thank you so much.
I think that's how it works here. Yeah.
Muskan Mataji is asking, Prabhuji, for neophyte, what would you like to suggest?
What's his question? There are so many things on neophyte. What should I say? What can I say? What can I say? I can just tell the neophytes that always remain in good company. Hear good stuff. Don't hear nonsense. Hear things which will help you to advance, help you to enthuse, help you to clear philosophy. Chant nicely. Don't just try to finish your rounds. That will be completely, that's what devotees do. They finish their rounds. Don't try to finish that. Just chant nicely. Even if it takes half an hour more, chant nicely. No problem. Give half an hour more. Don't try to finish in 1.5 hours or 1 hour. That will not help us. And read Prabhupada books and read pastimes of Krishna daily. It's a whole program. That's all.
Thank you so much, Prabhu. Rita Mataji is asking if she could get your Zoom ID of your next class and all the regular classes if possible.
Zoom ID of next class? What's the Zoom ID? I don't know. But all the classes, I generally give lectures on my YouTube channel. My YouTube channel, she might be knowing because she hears my lectures. But every second and last Saturday, I'll be giving classes on Zoom. On my site, it'll be displayed. Huh? Mm-hmm. In Hindi, I'll be giving. On my site, it'll be displayed. keshavanandas.com. It will be displayed there.
Thank you very much for sharing that, Prabhuji. Vinita Gandharvika Mataji was having a statement. Thanks, Prabhu, for such a nice class. And then Shukha Mataji is saying cooking needs mind and heart for multitasking. It just reinforces what you said, to do one thing at a time and do it nicely and attentively. Any other last-minute questions, devotees?
In the chat, there is.
Mataji, Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, can you advise us how to get the Diksha, Prabhuji, for the neophyte devotees?
I think first you have to chant 16 rounds for 1 year regularly, read all Prabhupada books. Don't be interested in Diksha, first of all. First point is this.
Without Diksha, our prayers and
it's not like that.
Telling of mandalas are not effective to Krishna. They are telling.
It is not like that. It is Diksha. You are initiated if you follow. But of course, you have to take Diksha also. You have to take. But if we are really, if we think after taking Diksha, we'll become a devotee, that's not going to happen. It doesn't happen like that. Diksha is not a stamp.
First, we are becoming devotee only. But instead of that, without Diksha, all your prayers are waste, they are telling me.
It's not waste. Who says it's waste? It's not waste. If your heart is sincere and if you're following Srila Prabhupada, if you're faith in Prabhupada and his teachings, it's not waste. No, it's not waste. Who says it's waste? It's not waste. You simply try to follow nicely, Krishna will guide you. And when time comes, he will lead.
Prabhuji, no, because I'm living in Kanyakumari district, because I cannot go and get Diksha. I cannot go to Prabhuji's and go, because I'm having health issues also. But I'm chanting, praying.
Okay, you stay there. You chant. Yeah, have you read Prabhupada books? All Prabhupada books, have you read them?
I'm reading, Prabhupada. I'm reading.
Okay, fine.
I'm getting
so do one thing. You first, you read all Prabhupada books and automatically Krishna will guide you. Don't worry about Diksha. Don't be worried about Shiksha. Understand.
Because I'm 60 years old. Because hereafter, sometimes I die means without Diksha, how can I reach Krishna?
No, you can reach, no problem. Okay, fine, you're 60 years old, I understand. Fine, okay, do one thing. You contact me on my mail. I will tell you, no problem. You have my mail. Somebody can type my mail on this. keshavanand108@gmail.com. I'll help you, no problem. You mail me, okay? And I'll help you. Fine? Somebody will type my mail on the chat and take my mail and send me the mail. Fine? Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
How wonderful. Thank you so much, Mataji. And thank you, Prabhuji, for the answer. We have one quick question in the chat. It says, In Brahma Vimohan Leela, Lord Balaram knew of Lord Krishna expanding into his sakha's calves right away, Prabhu?
In Brahma Mohan Leela, Balaram ji, he couldn't understand that Krishna has expanded. By Krishna's inconceivable power, Balaram ji couldn't understand that this Krishna. After 1 year, he understood that this Krishna in form of his friends and cows. By that time, Krishna, by his inconceivable power, he just didn't let Balaram ji understand. That's the point where Krishna showed that even if Balaram is God, I am super God. You know? He's God, but lower level of God. He's not super God. Krishna can do anything. Prabhupada said, without Krishna, Balaram is an ordinary man. Even though he's God, you see. Then what about us? We are jivas, and without God, what happens to us? We are nothing. If God is nothing without God, then what are living entities without God? So Krishna can confuse anybody. Krishna can confuse even Radha, although she controls Krishna. But Krishna allows himself to be controlled by him, by her. That's the whole idea. Although Balaram is his God and he serves Krishna and he knows everything, but Krishna allows him to know everything. And that's so Balaramji's and Radharani's godness, if you want to use that, but I know in English, but in Sanskrit we say Lord Balaramji's Bhagavata, Bhagavatattva. Yeah, Balaram, godness is actually it depends on Krishna's energy, Krishna's power. Krishna wants, he can make Balaramji from God nothing. He can do that. That's what he showed in this past time when Balaramji couldn't understand anything. That's how it was.
Very nice insight, Prabhu. Wonderful insight. Thank you so much. Any further questions?
Okay, so I think I want to take a break here. I have another class. So.
Okay. No problem. We will end the call. Manchakalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhu bhyascha
kripa sindhu bhyascha chintanam bhavane pyo vaishnave pyo namo namaha.
Jai.